After the presentation by Dr. Herbst, I asked Dr. Miller what he thought about these new data on the bevacizumab-erlotinib combination.
I have used this combination in patients. I've used it either in the maintenance setting, say in someone who'd been on erlotinib and we're trying to at least theoretically delay the time to progression, and I've used it as a non-cytotoxic doublet in second or third line setting.
Ed?
I just saw a patient the other day who asked me about Tarceva first line. She was a older 70-year-old female who was a non-smoker. They also asked about Avastin and Tarceva frontline. And so my discussion with them included everything inside the box, which is chemo doublet Avastin, and then outside the box with biologics with Tarceva, Tarceva Avastin. And, you know, sort of posed it. She was there with her three very educated sons and husband, and we just had a long discussion, and the Avastin data came up. I said, yes, there is a higher chance that you may die from the therapy, but there's also a better chance you'll live longer on the therapy. That argument of the toxicities. And we opted finally to go with Tarceva first line with her because her bulk of disease was very low, but any chemo plus Avastin would have been very appropriate for her as well.